maybe.
Y'all starting a conversation over there.
No.
I have short stuff.
$200 is
like,
a rod.
Like $200 might be a rod.
Yeah.
That reel,
you
stupid.
Can buy billfish or
like,
stuff.
I could get some line. I mean, it really is retarded how much it costs to fish offshore. I mean, it's
Jay's
horrible.
Jay's finding
just
out
fuel,
right now.
Man.
Well, dude.
Mainly.
No, I mean, you can
fishing
get five
line's
buddies.
Expensive.
Yeah, you can get five buddies to pay for fuel.
Offshore.
Right.
You get five buddies to pay for fuel.
It's just the gear itself.
Dude, it's the gear itself, and Jay's finding that out now. He bought four reels for almost $2,000.
Yeah.
Like, but he bought nice
that's
reels.
That's not that bad.
They right. were, like, 30 narrows for white marlin fishing.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, like, but Avon ones, they're fucking super nice, man. They feel super smooth and super nice. I mean,
the thing is, they'll last for
right. Oh yeah,
years.
And that'll last a while forever.
I mean, yeah, you can get them rebuilt, but at the same time,
they warranty shit.
Yeah, at the same time, eventually you're gonna buy new stuff because there's new stuff coming out all the time.
The other stuff, the bigger stuff though, the bigger stuff is just so much more expensive. We're looking at like TLD stuff, TLD 50s, and
like Shimano makes some killer stuff. The 70s, the Pen 70s, they got. You can stand
Shimano
up
doesn't
or,
make Pen 70s.
Yeah, I'm saying. The 70 pens are pretty sweet. That's.
I watched one of those go to the gold, and then we finally had her turned around, and she shook her head four times and was gone. It was the day the Belladonna broke the state record bluefin out of Virginia Beach, where we fished out of Oregon and Lake. We were about 2 miles from them.
There was some
dumped
big
a 70.
Fish out that
dude,
time
it
of year.
Fucking dumped a 70.
Yeah.
We got down to seeing gold and we had her turned around, man, and I was turning on the reel and you just feel the rod bump four times and the it just comes up and I was like, that fish is gone. I mean, three of us cranked the 70 wide back full as fast as we could, you know, just switching out as fast as you could reel it just to make sure the fish wasn't swimming straight at us, but it was gone.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta make sure. Boat driving straight forward, people, the three people cranking as fast as you can fucking go. Yep. 70 ain't all you need.
No, it's a good reel offshore that you can sell white marlin fish with it. You can use it for tuna. Sometimes you gotta
I like
face
the white marlin
fish.
I got some TLD
15s
we're gonna white marlin
the
fish.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's more fun.
Did you get another? I thought he sold his boat.
He bought a.
Different
27 open contender, 27 open or tournament, whichever one was actually 30 foot.
Right.
Contender.
What do you have before?
20 foot campcraft.
That's Challenger. A big step up.
Yeah.
They'll fish a little better.
Huh?
They'll fish a little better.
Yeah. The contender's a big, there's a lot of bow on that thing.
Yeah. My buddy had one. He had a 31.
Yeah. I used to fish a lot on Jimmy's 31 Cape Horn.
Okay.
Thing's sick. 50 miles an hour from the light tower coming in one day. That was the only day ever. Once. When it was that calm. But we, like, both. He had to go to his son's baseball practice, and I had some shit to do. And he's like, just pushes it. It's too fast.
54 is too fast?
50 was too fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's too fast. I was like, fuck, dude. This is crazy. I mean, like...
So you've seen the...
I've been 70 in a bass boat on a lake, and I didn't ever want to do that again. And then I did 50 on the ocean coming in from the light tower, and that was enough. Fuck that, dude. That's
dude,
fast.
So if you go 70, it's only an hour to get to the canyon.
Right.
So you can leave at like 10 in the morning and get back at 2 in the afternoon.
Right.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. I used to get to play with yellowfins. And that's how they run. I mean, the faster you go, the better. Like 3 foot seas, you can run 50 and it's like a little bit of a slap. But you just gun it.
If you run 30, it's...
Oh, if you run 30, you might as well just have a different boat.
Right.
I mean, that's... It's not designed to get 30. You got to get up on the steps and run it. But, yeah, you can... I've gone offshore and left at, like, 10 in the morning and been back at 2 with Wahoo and stuff. I mean, that's the way to do it. You don't have any run time. you know, 45 minutes, an hour, laid in a beanbag asleep.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, like, you're like kayaking, I mean. Like, you can put your kayak in the boat, we could drop you off and put like
some sort of... He's not into that. If he wants to go boat fishing, he does want to go, and we'll get him on a trip one day where he wants to see the drum in the...
In open.
Acres.
In open. Right. I'm not going to see that.
Dude, just sometimes you see more than one
school. Just got to paddle for
sometimes it. You're out there and you see more than one. From a distance, you can see more than one school.
Right. I'll tell you what's discouraging is going out there in the Cody Downs with all those tower boats.
Did you talk to Rick?
No. Hold on. And only knowing that you can only see this far and those guys are seeing like you're from a bridge.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was discouraging as shit. I was like... me and McGrouse, we were on the other side off of Cape Charles, and we were like, we can't even go out there, man. They're going around, they're seeing everything. How do you even go out there?
When they get super thick and you see them stopped everywhere, then that's when you have a chance.
Yeah, right. That is. That really is.
When you see them stop everywhere, that's when you got it.
Because otherwise, But there's
Rick found the mobs today.
Reds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He found them today. Off Sandbridge.
Out there.
He said he got to see a school today off Sandbridge. He got a school today off Sandbridge.
Yeah.
All right, I didn't ask him how many caught. Maybe he caught one. I don't know how many caught. But he said he got on a school of drum today off Sandbridge. Yeah. So he saw the...
Right.
That dude, when they're in 30 or 40 feet of water and you see them, you see a number of fish on top and you can only imagine what's underneath them. Fucking incredible. It's as red as you could. I saw two schools at the same time one day from Brian's boat, and they both were like an acre. And you could just, like, you look out of the tower and you're like, should you go this way or that? Right. There they are.
Yeah, because even
there's no clouds in the sky, and it's just a big, giant, like, sandy, except red looking, like, different colored water. You know what I mean? You could obviously tell it's a giant school, and you're like, dude, that's drum. That's not bait fish. That's fucking drum. You could see them. From like three quarters of a mile away. I mean, you put it on plane to get to them. Insane numbers of fish, and it just gets better every year.
Yeah. Now it seems like
Fuck yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah.
I mean, 5 years ago it seemed like it was not that great.
Yeah, it was still good.
Wasn't.
Yeah. We weren't as good at it. You know, we get better and better every year.
Right.
Actually, about 5 years, it was about. At 3 years
you got more people fishing around now, and you got people that are looking around and seeing them, and the drum are getting bigger.
For sure.
If you can't keep a big drum, you're not going to hurt their population.
Yeah.
If you can't kill a breeder, you're not going to hurt the population.
Yeah, and there's proof in the pudding on that with the reds, because there's a lot.
Well, that's what I mean. It seems like it's you see more and more, and there's just more
reds
to be caught. Yeah. You know,
what do you mean?
Hold on. Next with the two conversations going on. Stop that.
Look, reds are next. The population, like on the fishery stuff, reds are next. I mean, they're even saying that spotter overfished.
Overfished. Yeah. Well, because it hasn't been spot lately.
Dude, last year was insane.
With the big ones?
The numbers of spot last year was crazy.
Did you catch little ones?
No, I mean, I never tried to catch little ones.
The only time I catch ones like that are when I'm back here, you know, and I'm actually targeting them. I'm never going to catch them when I'm looking for little reds back there.
Right. That's the problem is the way that the fishery surveys are set up.
Right.
It doesn't show us catching any little ones, and it skews all the data, and it makes it look bad. The whole system, it's bad. I mean, when they start saying spotter and messed up, and now they're, what the...
Doubled their population over 14 years and has never had any regulations on them and is still a staple of the bay.
They probably need their in-stock assessment.
Yeah. Well, they're regulated in Maryland. Where Kroger are.
Yeah.
And size limits.
They will be. And then, flounder, they're going to see a 30% cut in that.
The Kroger are as prevalent this year in inshore, not even close to what they were 2 years ago.
Krokers are... weird. Where are they? If they're catching big croakers somewhere, that's good, but croakers are not the same size they were 10 years ago.
don't say that out loud. Start regulating. <Yeah.
laughs> But the reds are getting bigger. I mean, we used to be one of us would catch, you know, 2008, like
48 or 49 right, incher was a 50, giant.
And a 50 incher was one
now
of us.
Now it's well,
one
crazy.
Of us, one of us would catch a 50 incher. Now each one of us catches at least one 50 incher.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we just, it, the drum are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so fucking many of them.
And the beginning of the...
It's because we can't keep them.
I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I mean, you can keep the puppy drum.
Yeah.
I like it.
You know, keep that. Like, just let them swim. You know they're going to get to be these big, giant 50-inch fish.
Right. I like you being able to keep the puppy drum because obviously it doesn't hurt. The as long as you don't touch the breeders, it doesn't seem to fucking matter because the regulations have stopped you from keeping breeders and allowed you to keep smaller fish, and the population just, it's, I mean, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. Eventually, it'll reach a peak where you know, you have fish where you're going to have fish, but the fucking things are showing up, like, strong in Delaware Bay. They caught a few in Jamaica Bay this summer.
High 20s, 30-inch reds.
I thought that dude caught a big one in Jamaica Bay.
No, I didn't look. I didn't see that.
I thought there was two big ones in Jamaica Bay, inches. Like 40
no,
inches.
They just look like 28, 40, 28 to 30 inches. High 20s and 30s. They weren't this. They were like this.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's the
range is getting
but
bigger.
But that's what I said. When I went on my bay tour, I saw that. And I was like, okay, that's, you know, all the doom and gloom, I was like, I'm seeing lots of positive shit on this tour. And this is me just paddling and talking to people. You know,
right.
That was my research.
There's a lot of positive stuff happening, though. Like, I mean, we just did the Forge Fish Amendment and all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff happening that's great. Like, I mean, it's, like, monumental. Like, on the whole East Coast, the Mid-Atlantic's the one that does the Forge Fish.
Right.
For everybody to follow, like, that's big. It's not, like, a small thing. Well, we have the bay, but they're not even the Mid-Atlantic Management Fisher Council. They're not looking at the bay. They're looking 3 miles out. The ASMFCs that we have to deal with for the bay, but they're willing to put their foot down and say, "Hey, like the bay anchovy, we got to protect that." And you know, ASMFC is going to have to follow in behind that and back it up. There's no.
Those are the silver sides, right?
Yeah. Like they're saying, like, you know, we don't want the reduction fleet to open up to anything they can hit.
Right.
That's what this amendment did. And it's pretty cool. I mean, the way they did it, the problem is it's all frameworkable. So you don't have to make an amendment to do it. An amendment takes like 4 years.
Yeah, right.
Framework takes like 6 months.
Yeah.
So they can change everything about it. So that part kind of sucks. But at least they did something. I mean, it shows some gumption.
Right. So it's just protecting the silver sides right now?
No, 57 species.
Right. You say like they can't just go after everything.
Yeah. There's no... Any fish under an inch is protected. Any of the small, anything mollusk, anything like that under an inch is protected. And then there's like another 17, 20 species. So they can't open up. Even the tinker mackerel are protected.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. So they can't open up a fishery on that. Well, no, they can't open up a bigger fishery on it.
They're closing Tinker Town.
Yeah, they're closing Tinker Town.
Hashtag close Tinker Town. Randy Butler's getting ready to blow your house apart. Don't get bombed by some millionaire, bro.
But on the big reds, I mean, right at the beginning of the season, like right here at the beginning of September, that's when I usually see like the big ones. The nice ones. They're in the whole fall season.
The whole fall season
is good.
It's getting ready to start happening. Yeah, it's probably happening.
Well, I flounder fished there the other day, and the whole time I'm going, all right, can this rod handle a red?
Right.
A flounder rod. This is a flounder gig. This whole flounder gig set up here. And what's going
to
happen here?
Right. So when the first time he goes out to target them?
Yeah.
Tight.
September, right? Because as soon as I hear any inkling of them starting to catch them really hard, they've already started catching them at third and fourth. That's why it's not far away. But anytime, if
anybody that says they're catching them to the third and fourth, though, if they're not actually fishing around the third and fourth,
right,
can be seeing the schools, yes, out in the open,
right, and that's inside
or outside of the bay around the third and fourth, and that's like an amazing traveling ground for these, right, things, and that's generally where these giant schools are.
And that's why, right, I'm also not putting my, I'm going hunting for them because they're at a third. No, I'm waiting for them to come down and start to get,
yeah,
them. When, once it's, and I'm going to do this in a video.
We're going to stack them up at the ODU Reef.
Yeah.
Fucking stack them up this year.
What I'm going to do,
like, I'm bringing them all in.
What I'm going to do in this video is I'm going to talk about how, what do you look for? I mean, what I look for is I'm looking for those, as soon as a spot, And the Kroger nets are out there. That's what the Reds are there for. So that's, boom, it's time. You see those guys put them out there off of Chicks Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definite. You're already maybe a week late.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And we go, at the beginning, we go right out to the island, you know, because they're coming down, it seems like that. We've caught them inside, you know, but it's also easier. If you got a day where you can't go out there the first time to do it.
I'm going to fish the ODU Reef this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I'm gonna
catch
it.
Yes,
yeah. Dude, it's right around Thimble Shoal.
No, it's completely possible. I mean, Harry did it.
Yeah,
Harry was catching there, and that's where you had that fucking
chalk.
Tiger shark eat one.
Chalk. Huh. I'll catch me a chalk. What do you read? I hate shark fishing. I fucking hate shark. I like sharks. I hate catching a shark.
Right.
I hate it. I just don't. I have no interest in it whatsoever. They don't stop. They go crazy, they're unpredictable.
That's another one.
They can fuck some shit up. Like, I just don't even, I have no interest in it whatsoever.
That's another one. With
Makos. Shoot them over the side.
That's another one with the body
bang,
type.
Bang, bang.
That's another fight with, you can look at the body type, because sharks are real loose.
Yeah.
Right? So they don't fight like, they fight weird and lot wobbly, and I might run
and then
stop,
they
want
to act like they're dead.
Right. That's what I was about to say. It might be dead next to the boat. And then you get it in the boat, and all of a sudden it's thrashing around. It's got big ass teeth. Like I said, I don't like them.
And
in
they'll
the boat.
Purposely bite at you. That's the difference with them.
Yeah,
and
I
some
don't
other
like,
fish.
I don't
like a trigger fish.
A trigger fish will.
A trigger fish will try and
fuck you. Yeah,
don't bite you. Don't get hit by a trigger fish, yo. They take pieces. They don't like bite. They take Chunk. Pieces.
They're like parrots. They got little beaks.
Yeah.
One of my, old
pieces.
When I was doing the GoPro videos, I released one and it turned and snapped my finger.
Yeah.
And I released one. I was laying in the water. I released it and he went, snap!
He's
like, motherfucker!
He's like, fuck
dude,
you,
can hear these fuckers. You can fucking hear them.
Yeah, I get them on a video on the DVD. Snap, snap, snap.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here with that dumbass shit, man. Stop.
Yeah, it ain't that. Yeah. I've seen a guy hit one with the spear and
that,
had it coming.
Dude, that picture of me with the sheep's head and the kayak when both of my feet are in my seat and my hands are on the side of the kayak and I'm just looking at it, that shit is real life. Like, fuck those things, dude. That thing flinched and I jumped. Like, to straight feet in the seat, hands on the side of the kayak, and I'm like this, looking at it. Kevin got a picture of it. Fuck those things, man. Those fish that have big spines and teeth like that.
I got spade fish.
Show you.
I got a spade fish splinter right now.
Dude, Roger had a sheep's head spine removed surgically 6 months later out of his fucking.
Oh, he didn't know it was in there?
I mean, he knew it was in there, but it just got bad and then it got worse and he had to go get it taken out.
Yeah. I'm
eventually
that
that's gonna have to come out. Yeah,
walking, trying to walk. Yeah,
went through his croc. Straight through croc, son. Sheep's head stab.
It's probably just inside. You know,
right.
Just broke off inside, just like this is. This is inside. Like
right,
a little
right.
Piece of a tip, you know, the dorsal. Not.
You have to take that out.
Yeah,
it's
probably.
It's in there.
No, he's dead.
It's in there.
Yeah, he probably got blood poison.
He's gonna take his fucking hand off.
I. Whenever I get a cut, I get infected and it goes away in 3 days.
No more strain.
Completely,
yeah.
Completely
no
like
ever.
That's a salt water
hand off.
Rings.
Cut his hand off. No strain.
I'm flexible whenever I can use my foot.
That really feels strange.
Yeah.
Then I have to switch hands.
It's like
I've learned how to use the mouse right-handed, left-handed. It's weird as fuck, but it can be done.
Oh my god. Hashtag that ring girl though.
That ring, I follow her on Instagram. Okay, fucking hot girls got to stop fucking posting all this like motivational shit or trying to be like, I'm a lion. Bitch, you're just fucking hot as fuck! Rich as fuck! Got a rich as fuck boyfriend. Shut the fuck up with all this. Like, fucking...
Hallmark post.
Yeah, stop. Just be hot, please. Just be hot.
That's enough. All your uplifting posts, don't make me forget about the whore you were in high school.
Right? Yeah, girl's incredible, but I follow her and I'm like, stop talking. Just stop talking.
Let me adjust the camera.
No.
Yeah, turn around. We're going to
fucking pee again? Jesus
I'm going
Christ.
To visit the unicorn.
What time is it? I mean, we're done.
9:30.
Hold on,
come 9:30.
Back. We'll wrap it up. Come back and we'll wrap it up.
Can you hold it for another couple of minutes?
That's what she said.
No. That's your job at this point.
I'm half your age and I have to pee.
You're requesting, so it's kind of your job. You gotta hold it for the next couple of days.
Sorry, buddy. I don't mean to let you down.
All right, we're friends. So fuck. I guess we're wrapping it up. What's that? Is it 9:30?
Yeah, it's 9:30.
Yeah, we've been on long enough. Yeah.
2 hours now.
Would you know? Right about this time is when it starts getting the funny. Gets goofy, but whatever. We're good.
Yeah, whatever.
Been late.
I'm game.
Nah, I'm just late. I gotta work tomorrow anyway. So.
Oh yeah. I
think
too.
What is happening to work tomorrow? You don't have to work tomorrow. You're at the farmer's market on Short Drive? You're at the farmer's market on Short Drive?
No.
He's just showing up.
Crocs. Old Beach.
I haven't been over there. You might see me
tomorrow.
You
should come
morning.
Check it out.
You might see me.
Yeah. This starts at 8 to 12.
Talk about is it hot?
No, we're there like 10.
You can come squirt, use the squirt bottles and blast it all over yourself.
No, I'm getting your damn
awesome.
Your table cloth.
That's the shit you learn when you're like 6. Keep squeezing the ketchup bottle, you know what's gonna happen, right? I watch adults do it every week.
He gets so mad. It's only fun. Like to me, it's. I used to have my booth set up when I had my booth at the farmer's market. I was next to him, so I'd see it. Like, somebody could buy a burrito, and they'd be like, hey, can I use your hot sauce on my burrito? Like, and it was just, like, the most, like...
Waiting.
All the time. People sit there and talk to them for, like, 10, 15 minutes, and then just walk away.
Mm. Or then they want to, like, they feel like it's polite, more polite, to take a card. I'm like, okay, cool, you stood here and cost me 11 cents.
Yeah. And is it hot?
Like,
so many people.
Don't take that card and just chug it in the floor of your car. Because I know nobody calls back for hot sauce orders.
Who the fuck's going to call you for hot sauce?
That's for, like, you know, people that become vendors.
You want to buy a car. Like,
right. Or if you know, if it's like a store that's going to buy, you know, cases to sell, that's... You know,
then it's worth 11 cents.
That's right. But, you know, the gratuitous,
I'll get back to you.
I'm actually surprised if I get a card now. I'm like, okay. Just fucking follow me on Facebook. Just follow me there. Just,
well,
just
a lot of
people... Remind me of something there.
A lot, I'm always, puzzled by people that... You're not talking about business with, and yet someone will hand you a card, and I'm like, oh, I wasn't really looking for a lawyer.
Thing. Yeah, right! I guess that's what I'm saying.
I just feel confused now.
Is that what I do to people? I'm sorry.
I offended you.
I didn't mean to, like, you know, be an asshole.
I well, I mean, as politely as possible. Eat a
dick. Right, because you don't want to be mean when you do that.
Now my feelings are hurt. Feeling left. It's over now.
Just look at the unicorn.
It's a unicorn.
Right. Blue unicorn.
Is it a unicorn?
It is a unicorn.
It is.
Man, that is like a classic.
Yeah. I've had it since I was a kid.
Yeah?
That's mine. That's what I inherited from Kevin.
He's not dead yet.
So yeah, we're going to talk about that today. Who's going to get all your stuff if you die on this tour?
What was that shit we were supposed to talk about that I was supposed to remind you about?
The PETA stuff. I might just do this at home. I'm going to respond to the PETA video. I want to go over it. Sentence by sentence. I'm going to do this at home by myself. I'm going to go on a rant by myself. Because you're also going to be surprised that I'm also a lot with this stuff. I'm even deeper than that stuff. I'll even go further along. I'll even go further along.
I mean, if you're going to eat it.
But there's also, but there's, okay, well, today I saw a guy.
Let's get into it.
Just a little bit. But today I saw a guy.
Beer and B, then.
I mean, it should be quick because it's, I'll touch it and then we'll hit it later.
An entire
That's what I've said.
He just said he's going to touch
that
it.
I'm ready. Whatever.
There was a guy.
I don't know what's going on, but I got.
There was a Facebook post. There's a Facebook posted in a video of, and I couldn't find it to respond to it. But the guy, he was praying over his cobia he caught, right? And because he was going to kill it, so he was praying, and I do that too. And I think there's something to that when you're killing an animal. If you look at it as an animal that's equal to you, it's not, you know, and that's the way I look at it, and this is where I was going to go with this. The PETA stuff is still touching a little bit. We can go deeper into it and still be responsible as anglers, and still be as anglers because...
That's ridiculous.
I know, y'all, yeah. But, that's why I'm going to, because I'm trying to wrap it up, because all you fuckers got to pee. And I'm going to talk about this. But the guy today, so I was going to respond to it, but the thing that got me on the post that...
Shane would love it if you peed on the desk.
Pretend the desk is Shane.
It's a desk of Shane.
Oh, Shane, this is you. Shane.
I'll give you the sign he signed. I'll give it to you.
How did he sign the sign, but then not be here?
He's a fucking pussy. He's scared to death.
I know, it's crazy. It's the craziest thing.
He signed it.
He doesn't want to come in.
We got to go to his house. We need to
bring the podcast outside.
Dude, I just showed up one day. Dude, me and Jay rolled up on him one day, just barged in his fucking house with Megan.
We're going to do it with the fucking cameras and do a podcast with us.
So. Yeah, you just got to bust in there.
We can take this anywhere.
He's one of the two people watching.
Yeah, exactly.
He's already jerked off seven times this shit. He loves your hair.
You gotta pee. So I was agreeing with this guy where the way the sacrament,
his respect
and the sacrament of the life. And but what got me and was what threw me off was he said he spent an hour and a half fighting a 55-pound cobia.
What?
I was like, oh, really loving what he was writing. I was like, oh, what? Why did? So you killed him before he even got in your boat?
An hour before he got that fish is dead.
55 pounds. So that was
dragging him.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the thing.
But again, you know,
I commented on
two pound test.
When he originally posted that, I commented on it. And I was like, how did that happen? I caught a 60-pounder in about 8 minutes.
Right.
And he's like, did you do that on a kayak? I was like, yeah. You just fucking tighten up on him and let him know you ain't giving up.
The thing is also his video. See, I can understand if you don't, because before we videotaped, we thought our fights were 10 to 15 minutes. And then once we started filming and got actual time, we're like, this is six minutes long. And and now I'm impatient at 3.
Right.
I'm like, God damn, this is taking forever.
I haven't seen no splashing yet. Get this thing near you.
Yeah, 3 minutes in, right? So I can understand it feeling like 15 minutes, really, because if you don't know how long, it feels like 15 minutes.
But he filmed it?
I guess he had the
footage. Yeah, an hour and a half. How?
Maybe he didn't film the whole thing. Maybe he only filmed the landing. I don't know. But an hour and a half, that's not even, possible.
How would you do that? I mean, do you just,
light tackle, I guess?
You preschool it because of it.
Super light tackle and just...
Just barely keep a tension on
it. Yeah,
do you chase it with the boat?
Yeah, I can't tell if he had a Hobie or not. Maybe he had a Hobie. I couldn't tell from the shot.
It was probably a Hobie with fucking pedals.
She
can go fast.
All of my kayak fishing techniques and everything I love about kayak fishing goes out the window as soon as you start pedaling. I can't watch a video. I'm like, all right, this guy's going to get pulled around. Oh, God, dude. Sorry, I don't care. I can't. Even if you're a friend of mine, as soon as you start kicking, it throws off the whole fight. And now I'm not watching a kayak fight anymore. And I love the kayak fight. I love it. And as soon as you start, you're following a fish. You're not doing what we do. When what's awesome about what we do, and what I love about what we do, we're getting pulled in this. We've developed in the techniques because we filmed ourselves.
Right.
Now we're literally riding, raining fish.
Most of the time, these drummer. 7 feet in front of the boat or less.
Yeah, they never get real
right
far
fucking
out.
There, man. We're just
yeah,
like a rodeo.
I want to get to flip a boat over in the heartbeat.
No, drag control.
Horrible with drag. Like, the that's drag has to be set before,
the most important thing
before
is
I look. Touch the rod, or I need like a, I need to set
well,
it.
I'm one of those
people. I will reach
such
up.
A
fatal flaw. Fatal flaw. I'll be fighting a fish, and I'm like, oh, I get a little, and then snap.
The, well,
and like I push people off.
You just got snapped.
It's back. You flip over. Yeah, which is probably what I needed to teach me my lesson. Honestly,
what it is,
I
mean, also
let me lose one of my rods.
Don't get a reel that's over 20 pounds of drag, because over 20 pounds is where you get over. You get that feeling of going.
I probably just need to do it and just fuck up royally.
Larry,
once,
man, I was so impressed with Larry.
Set it on the lighter side because you can always have some.
No, you can always flick it
over a little bit. Or yeah, turn it. Yes.
Nah, I don't.
Dude, we've not fished with Larry much. He caught some stripers with us early this spring. Larry,
but nothing big.
Like, nothing giant. We get out there one day and the drums show up.
We don't tell the whole story, but you know
what there.
We're talking about, you know, you going into drum. We saw a guy brand new, basically first time catching a fish, fight it awesome, you know, tighten down.
Yeah,
awesome.
Dude,
awesome.
Yeah, the fucking it just spun him in three times.
Dude,
sick.
I will just snap my shit and be like,
you're gonna snap 65 and 80, man.
Yeah,
he's having 65.
Yeah,
there's no chance of that. Now, I have no worries whatsoever ever.
Pull you out.
Unless
you got a leader,
he's
and you're
not bringing fishing
not.
Line at all.
Yeah,
don't see, not even in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about getting pulled off my boat.
Tight. At this point, he might be skiing when he does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so fucking tight, he might actually get pulled off.
No, man, I've been pulled in circles around rocks and everything.
Seen Zach get snatched by that big shark.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Zach really got snatched. But talking about long fights.
Yep.
If it would have gone on longer before it bit the line, that could have been miles.
Easily.
Miles.
Yep.
But
we were selling it.
It would go towards the beach and out.
I'm gonna go if you don't go.
All right, we're done.
Yeah.
We've told that story plenty of times.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, y'all. Thanks for sponsoring Yak Attack, Yak Attack, US Kayak Kevin Attack, DVDs, and blah, 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 blah. All right, yeah.